This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Leanne Estrada, last name E for Europe, S for Sam, T for Tom, R, A for Apple, D for David, A for Apple. First name Leanne, L for Larry in capital letters, E for Europe in small letter, A for Apple in capital letter, N for Nancy in small letter, period. Date June 3, 2022, period ni paragraph. She's a 38-year-old female patient who comes with a history of palpitation for last 6 months, period. Generally, she would notice this symptom while going to bed at night or sometime in the morning on waking up, period. She feels her heart beating fast and strong, period, and occasionally she feels her heart is beating very fast, period. Generally, this palpitation would last for a few hours and then subside, period. She remains very active at her work, and she does not do any regular activity. But she thinks that if she is asked to walk, she can walk about 1 to 2 miles and climb 2 to 4 flights of stairs, period. New paragraph. She has noticed upper retrosternal chest heaviness, but generally in relation to anxiety, period. She also have a left upper precordial discomfort near the shoulder joint, which feels like a tightness, and it can happen anytime. But once again, it has a tendency to come with anxiety and stress, period. When she's active, she does not notice this symptom, period. Noise of dizziness or syncope, period. Noise of cough with expectoration, edema of it, bleeding tendency or a GI problem. G capital period, I for India capital period problem. Period, new paragraph. About 1 year ago, she had episodes of some balance problem, which lasted for about 3 to 4 months and then subsided, period. She also gives history of upper respiratory tract infection 2 months ago, period. She does report some blood in stools at times in last 6 months, which is somewhat bright red, period. Patient was advised to contact gastroenterologist, period. History of acid reflux, period, new paragraph. Past history. No history of hypertension, coma, diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history. Her last menstrual period started in the first week of May 2022, period. She does get regular period. She does not have any children, period. New paragraph. Family history, nothing contributory, period, new paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke, period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. She takes 2 cups of coffee per day, period. New paragraph. Patient says that sometime in the past he has been told to have mild hypercholesterolemia, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative. Period, people equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, sinuses, or clubbing. Period, no JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann's sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both posterior tibial, which are 2x4, period. No carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 110/110 over 70/70 millimeters of mercury, period. Paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within mid-clavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. In the left lower parasternal area, there is an ejection systolic leak, and in the left lateral position, there is a 2x6 early systolic murmur, period. No S3 period, no S4 period, no other significant heart murmur noted, period, ni paragraph. Respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period, ni paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, ni paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, ni paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limits, period, ni paragraph. The EKG shows normal sinus rhythm with short PR interval, period. PR interval is 110 milliseconds, period. No other significant abnormality noted, period, ni paragraph. Patient also gives history that she has been diagnosed to have ADHD, A for apple, D for David, H for house, D for David in capital letters, period. She is on Adderall, A for apple, D for David, E for Europe, R, A for apple, L for Larry, L for Larry, which is a combination of amphetamine, A-M-P-H-E, T-A-M-I-N-E, and dextroamphetamine, D-E-X-T for Tom R-O, amphetamine, period. She's also on fluoxetine, F for Frank, L for Larry, U, O, X, E for Europe, T for Tom, I for India, N for Nancy, period, ni paragraph. Our patient height is 5 feet 5 inch, and her weight is 124 pound, period, ni paragraph. In view of her symptom of palpitation, which is difficult to define at present, patient was encouraged to consider buying a watch or a device which can count her heart rate, period. She was also advised that plan is to do stress test to see whether any arrhythmias could be precipitated, as well as to evaluate for any ischemia in view of her history of somewhat atypical chest tightness, period. The clinical findings suggest the possibility of mitral wall prolapse and mitral regurgitation, so echocardiogram has been requested, period. New paragraph. The patient was explained in detail that if palpitation cannot be defined, DE, D for David, E, F for Frank, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Europe, D for David, then we may have to continue workup, period. She was advised to consider a relaxation technique, R, E, L for Larry, A for Apple, X, A, T for Tom, I, O, N for Nancy, period. She was advised to consider meditation or yoga, and she was given prescription to consider buying incentive spirometer. Incentive, I for India, N for Nancy, C for Charlie, E for Europe, N for Nancy, T for Tom, I for India, V for Victor, E for Europe. Incentive spirometer, patient understood various suggestions well, and she had no further questions, period, ni paragraph. Face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in clinical evaluation, comma. discussion of her symptom and the workup period. She was also advised to do some regular walking by gradually increasing the activity period. Depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned. Period, patient understood various suggestions well and she had no further questions. Period, new paragraph. Initial impression number one, symptom of heaviness in the chest, period, clinically appears to be non-cardiac, period. Next line, number two, recurrent palpitation, period. Next line, number three, history of upper respiratory tract infection 2 months ago. Next line, number four, history of mild hypercholesterolemia. Next line, number five, history of acid reflux problem, period. Number five, mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period, clinically, period. Number six, history of mild hypercholesterolemia in the past, period. Number seven, history of blood in the stool at times for last 6 months, period. Number eight, anxiety, stress, and number nine, ADHD. A for apple, D for David, H for house, and D for David in capital letters, period. Then patient on Adderall, A for apple, D for David, E for Europe, R, A for apple, L for Larry, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.